everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Insert Show Title Here. Oh, excuse me.
All right, I was going to say.
Having beverages. I'm sitting here with my boy Jeff, and we're hoping that he is a regular part of this podcast. I met Jeff through Instagram. We agreed with each other politically on a lot of things, and we just got to chatting through the direct messages?
Yeah, whatever they call them.
And we just got to chatting on there, you know, about stuff. We both lived in Columbus, Ohio, opposite ends of town, but we still lived in the same area. He grew up here. I grew up here. And, you know, he was talking about wanting to podcast. I was talking about wanting to podcast again because I've done them before. And here we are. I've finally got to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm going to start a podcast. And I couldn't think of a name, so I called it Insert Show Title Here. I didn't know what else to do. I'm a big Star Wars enthusiast. I'm a 44-year-old child. And, yeah, that's about all I can think of. I'm more into Darth Vader than any other part of Star Wars. But I like the stories and stuff, so. You want to tell us about you, Jeff?
Yeah. 24.
Oh, my God, 20 years difference.
Yeah, 24. But, however.
Should have called an old man and a kid.
But, you know, married and have a child and all that, so.
Yeah.
Not like your average millennial or whatever.
Yeah.
Gen Z or whatever they... you know those type of fucking people.
Gen idiot?
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, wearing those like fancy leather boots but never worked a day in their life in them. Yeah, that can't be.
Oh, you mean like work boots?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The hardest work they ever did was like...
Buying the boots.
Buying the... Well, no, they probably ordered them on Amazon.
Probably. The boots I'm talking about, though, they're like those, they look like they would make good work boots, but they're really just designer. They're not steel-toed. They're not
enforced. They look like work boots.
Yeah. Well, you got those Timberlands, too, where people wear those.
Those are good work boots.
Yeah, no, they are, but people buy them as like a fashion thing.
No. It makes no sense. I wear work boots for work.
Yep.
And I buy Rockies.
Nice.
I really like Rockies. I had a pair of Rockies that I wore for like 4 or 5 years, and they never stopped being comfortable. But the bottom of them, because of the way I walked, rubbed at an angle.
Oh, yeah.
And I wore the soles out because I wore them for so long.
I think that's really common with work boots, though, because they're typically heavier. I've got a pair of Georgia boots that they quit making, actually. I've had them for like 9 years, and I could just be going to the store, nothing, you know, labor intensive, and I just love my boots. I still wear them. Love them. But no, they're not waterproof, and in Ohio it's wet and snowy. Yeah. And
mine are waterproof, steel-toed. My company that I work for paid for them, so they're waterproof, steel-toed, thinsulate. They're, I think they're 9-inch, I think. So they go up pretty high on my leg, because I got jacked up ankles.
Yeah, me too.
So... You know, you were born here in Columbus, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I grew up in Worthington.
Okay.
Then Shawnee Hills in Plain City, so I kind of...
Okay. You stayed up north, though.
Yeah.
I grew up... I live on the southeast side, so I grew up right around here.
Yeah, well, my father, he went to high school and stuff here in Pickerington. He actually
graduated
from Pickerington. Yeah, when
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when they moved from... Ottawa Hills or Toledo, whatever. I think that's like a suburb. I don't know. Toledo to Columbus, they first went to Pickerington.
What, Ottawa Hills is a suburb of Toledo?
I think so. I think that's how it goes. I've never...
I don't know.
I was there as a child, but...
My last job, I delivered there.
Yeah.
But I went to the exact same spot every day.
Oh, okay.
So I had like a set path that I always took. Yeah. I didn't like drive around and, you know, explore Toledo, you know?
Yeah, I mean... From what I know, it's a pretty nice neighborhood, so I think it'd be like, I don't know, I think it's a suburb, kind of how like Dublin and Worthington's kind of like, it's still sort of Columbus,
they're like,
but
right,
not.
Yeah. Like parts of it are Columbus.
Yeah.
Kind of like I used to live here in Pickerington, that's where I live, down the street It was patrolled by Columbus police. It was Columbus. Let's see. Yeah, it was Columbus taxes.
Oh, really?
No, no. It was, part of it was Pickerington taxes, like school district taxes.
Okay.
But it was patrolled by Columbus. It had a Pickerington address, Pickerington schools, but patrolled by Columbus. It didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's kind of, I don't know.
It's kind of dopey.
What really confuses me is, like, over in Worthington, you have, forget what you call it, but it's a little, I guess, shit, I don't know where I'm going. Anyways, instead of, like, in Worthington, in some parts of Worthington, instead of having Columbus PD patrol like they do everywhere else and Polaris and all that, they have their own little police force, and I cannot think of the name to save my life.
Does Worthington patrol, like, the Polaris area?
No. It's
Columbus, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I came across a map, actually. I like to listen to, like, air traffic control radio and police scanner, that kind of stuff.
That's
got
to be interesting.
Oh, it's really cool. Yeah. You'll get, for me, I got real into it. Like, I have a bookmark saved on my phone to, like, see what the different call signs and.
So, how do you go about listening to air traffic controllers?
There's, you can just find a
website. Is there an app, really?
Well, I don't know. I think there is an app, but it costs like $5. But I have something that's really cool. I live real close to OSU Airport.
Yeah, is that Don Scott?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Don Scott. Anyways, I got this flight radar, so like any flight that's above us right now, mainly commercial, I can pick up on and see where it is, what it is, where it's going, their speed and altitude. And all
oh my
that.
God, I've never seen anything like that before.
It's really cool and right.
It's pretty wicked.
Right here is OSU, and then I'm probably like 3 miles to the south of it. So like the med flight copters and Columbus PD, I can, you know, it's really cool.
I tell you,
I've always been.
That's one thing about. I've always been fascinated by helicopters.
They're crazy cool.
I don't know why. I mean, I could sit there and just watch them.
Yeah.
I sat there one day and I saw one leave. We went to this, you know, you may know of it. You have a kid. They call it a touch a truck.
I've never heard that.
No?
No.
No, they have places you can go where they, you know, sponsored usually by a radio station or something. And they have, like, fire trucks and bulldozers and cop cars and stuff there kids can go up to.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and just check them out.
Dude, I'd want to go to that.
Yeah. Well, one year, I think it was in Lancaster, had a med flight helicopter there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it had to leave.
Oh.
So
it took
I filmed it. Oh, dude, it's wicked.
Nose, like, way down and stuff on that altitude.
If you just watch it, while I was watching it, I was paying attention to the blades.
Yeah.
And you see the blade system kind of move, like, the whole
rack
on top.
Yeah, it's got, like, a tilt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As it lifted, and you see it kind of tilt as the thing starts to move forward.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's wicked as hell, man. I've never seen anything like it. I love helicopters. I've been on them. I hate flying.
I'm
afraid of heights.
Yeah, me too.
But I'll get on a helicopter just like that.
Flying I'm a little iffy about now that I'm a little bit older because I am scared of heights. I would love to go in a helicopter, but it'd be a little tough for me. But like those med flight copters, they do like almost 300 miles an hour.
Yeah, they're fast.
Which is insane for a helicopter.
You know what you need to do? You need to go to the Dayton Air Show with me.
Air show? I want to go. I love the museum there.
I think it's in like June or July. And they have last time I was there they were giving for $50 it was a ride in a Huey helicopter.
Oh,
no doors on it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I don't know about that.
Oh, dude, it was
no doors.
Awesome.
Are you strapped in and everything?
Yeah, okay. You're strapped in. But I was in the first time, you know, I'm a little claustrophobic, so I'm like, I'm not sitting in the middle with a bunch of people.
Yeah. No, you were at the edge?
I was on the side, looking out the side.
No, no, no.
You
no.
know, I wasn't on the edge,
but you
looking
were,
towards the front of the helicopter.
You were one of the closest people, though.
Right? I was in what they called the gunner seat.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So you can imagine, I'm looking out the side of the helicopter, where they would put a gun where they could shoot.
There's no fucking way you didn't freak out. How are you scared of heights, but you can do that? That's
I guess I'm more claustrophobic than scared of heights.
I couldn't.
But it was just a, you know, 3-inch wide canvas belt with a latch.
Dude, I...
So I'm sitting in this helicopter. My arm is around the person next to me because it's two seats.
Okay, all right.
And there's a bar. So I'm holding onto that bar and I'm holding onto my seat belt because it's just like a little latch. It's nothing like your car where it like clicks in or nothing. It's just like a little latch. I'm like, what the hell is this shit?
Well, I guess they don't care, but
I mean,
civilians, that's pretty fucking nuts.
But we go up and we're just cruising along and I'm getting comfortable. I'm like, oh, this is pretty nice. You know, I used to have a Jeep Wrangler. You know, I take the top and the doors off.
Mm-hmm.
The wind from this helicopter, there's no comparison.
You just blew it away.
Oh, the wind from the Jeep is nothing compared to this helicopter.
When you guys were flying, did you have like, does it have two doors on each side or just one side?
They're either open or gone.
All right. So like you could get a draft through the... Oh, man.
From the whop of those blades? Oh, yeah.
Do you have to wear like headphones to communicate at all?
No, anything? No.
That's cool. My mom's a flight attendant.
And oh, yeah?
That's always been really cool because back in the day, before like 9/11 and stuff, we used to be like real involved with flying. And my dad used to always take us to Columbus Airport and we'd watch the planes coming in. There used to be a regular road there. Mm-hmm. 9/11, they got rid of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be sitting there.
You can't go anywhere there now.
Yeah, yeah. But back in the day, you used to essentially be able to fly for free. So since we were family and it was my mother, I think we paid like a dime per ticket.
Nice.
But then again, you're also on standby, which isn't a guaranteed flight. But my brother and I, we were flying somewhere. I think we were going to Florida or something. And, you know, we stopped at the ticket counter. And this is before my mom was actually a flight attendant. She worked at the counter, like ticket counter, something like that. And they test the TSA like all the time, and so they'll put dummy guns and they'll have people carry in stuff just to test and see if they catch it.
Was this even before 9/11?
I think slightly afterwards. But they would have dummy guns. Well, they were real guns. They would just take, you know, firing pins and stuff out. They had grenades that they would take, the explosives. I swear to God, dude. Crap. Yeah, my brother and I, we were probably like 7 and 8. And
just the shell of a grenade?
Yeah, yeah. And because in the scanner, when it goes through, you can see the shape.
Right.
And that's pretty much all the evidence you need.
Yeah.
And so they had us put a gun in my backpack. I was like 7 or 8 and we're going through TSA. Obviously, like I said, not real. And then my brother had a little...
You're 7 years old and you're about to get tackled.
Yeah. No, not tackled. It's staged. Like, the people watching or observing at the security counter, they don't know. But, like, the security heads and supervisors, they're all watching to see if they catch on.
Oh, okay.
So we were going through and I think it was, like, two Somalian people... working TSA, they did not notice anything. And, like, when they put it in, like, they don't mix it in the clothes. They put it flat out in there. So when it goes by...
It's obvious.
Very obvious.
If you don't know that that's the shape of a gun or a grenade, you're either not paying attention or you're a big-ass idiot.
Yeah, yeah. And they let us through. And needless to say, those two were fired. Yeah, it was crazy. For my brother and I, it was super cool, like, because... You know, my mother worked there, so, like, we got to go in the back rooms, everybody was like, oh, these are your kids. And
my dad was a janitor at the Columbus Airport.
I bet that would be effing cool. I love seeing the little, like, single-engine planes that hang from the ceiling. I love aviation.
But, yeah, I was about the choppers.
Oh, yeah.
I was on that helicopter, and from what they told us, they were Vietnam-era helicopters, and they were Vietnam-era pilots.
I would trust them.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Heck yeah.
Fucking flying into the shit.
Oh, I trusted them.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I didn't trust them because I was scared to death.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the hell out of it, and I would do it again and again and again. I don't care about being scared. Once I get on and once it starts going up, I'm in heaven for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah. But I'm on this helicopter sitting on that side seat, and the helicopter banks. So, you know, the pilot's just showing off, like, hey, guys, we're going to bank the chopper. So the helicopter banks, and I lean back because the helicopter's leaning that way, and I'm looking at the sky.
At least you weren't looking at the fucking
Well, I'm thinking to myself, holy shit, this guy is banking this way, so this motherfucker's going to bank the other way, I guarantee it. And he did. No. And all I could see was like a neighborhood with swimming pools and sheds and shit. Dude. I was like,
I literally would probably shit myself.
The person next to you is like, oh, God.
Yeah, dude, you're getting off and like shaking their hands. Thanks, pilot. I just paid $50 to shit myself.
And, you know,
this was fun.
When I first went on it, you know, you always watch the movies or TV shows or whatever. When somebody's walking towards a helicopter, they always duck.
Yeah, you don't need to.
No. It's like, those blades are way too damn high to hit you. I mean, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
I walked up and I was like, I ain't ducking. That's so dumb. You duck.
Well, I'm sure with
the it's a reaction, dude. You cannot help it. Because as you get closer, you see those blades and you hear those blades.
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
so you're automatically like, oh, shit.
Well, you've seen those helicopters where like they're stationary, parked essentially, and the blades aren't moving. And you see like the arc on how heavy
they sag.
Are.
They hang, man. Oh, yeah.
That is, no. That's
but
scary.
As they're moving,
you
know,
yeah,
the centrifugal force has got it straightening out, but you still walk towards it, and you're just like, eh.
Yeah.
And once you get close, you're like, oh, shit.
Well, that kind of reminds me of shooting.
You can't stop yourself.
Yeah, that reminds me of shooting, because I'll go to the range, and I've been around gunfire plenty of times. Like, you know, you hear it walking into the building. You can hear it outside. You think you get used to it. And I've been shooting for, like, I'm going on, let's see, I'm 6 years now. And every time I walk into the range, first 5 minutes, every time a gun goes off, I close my eyes and kind of flinch. Yeah. And you can't help it. And you're not scared. You're used to it. It's just, you can't. It's at least for me. Yeah. You know,
I understand. I mean, I've never been to like a shooting range, like indoors.
We gotta go.
My brother-in-law took me.
Oh yeah, you're talking about that.
To a shooting range. Outside,
you got some to fire some fun guns.
Oh, dude, I got to fire a Desert Eagle.
Yeah,
if you go on my Instagram, RiloCSW, you can see it. And one of the shells came out and hit me in the face. It scared the crap out of me. But I went to I may have told you this, but I'm going to tell you again
for the listeners, for these fine folk.
I deliver HVAC stuff. So I pull up to one of my customers who lives in the boonies. I mean, where he lives, he's surrounded by woods, and he could get rid of me in the truck. Nobody would know it. It's scary. It's a scary place because it's so secluded.
Dude, diesel engines are worth a lot.
Dude, thanks. The driveway has got to be a quarter of a mile long. So, sorry about that. Anyway, so I pull up, and to deliver, if you have to like unload a skid, you have to drive around the building and come around to the front of the building again because you're turned around now, and I can back up towards the bay door. So the salesperson for the company I work for, he was there, and they were in the back behind the building where they built a shooting range.
Nice.
So when I drive around, he sees me. So I'm getting ready to unload. And here comes the sales guy. We'll just call him Bill.
Bill.
And the guy whose business I was going to, we'll call him John.
So it was a business and not a residence?
It was a business slash residence.
Oh, okay. All right.
The guy ran it out of his house. He had a big, huge pole barn for the business.
Nice.
So Bill and John show up in John's golf cart on steroids. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
One of those monstrous.
They got like the off-road tires and a real rim and shit,
it's
too.
It's big. And it's a beast. So they show up on that. And John, the owner of the business, he's like, hey, Mike. He's like, you know what you should do? He said all this shit without missing a beat. He goes, I should go inside and get a bunch of nails, throw them under your tire, under your truck. let you drive over them, flatten your tire, and while you're waiting for them to come fix it, you come in the back and shoot with us. Hmm. I was like, how about this? How about you don't flatten my tire, and I'll come back and shoot with you anyway. So I'm back there for like 10 minutes, got to fire an AK-47, got to fire like a, I don't know if it's a sniper rifle, deer rifle, I don't know.
Long rifle.
But I hit a 250-yard marker.
Yeah, all right.
But the gun was in like a clamp.
Yeah, okay.
The AK, he's like, just keep pulling the trigger. I was like, okay. He's like, just point it like right in the middle and just start pulling the trigger. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, okay. Oh, my God. It was awesome.
So was it semi-automatic or fully?
I just had to boom, boom, pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger.
Yeah, it's semi-automatic. Yeah. That's still... Oh, man.
It was so cool. I never fired anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I went with my brother-in-law and fired some stuff. Desert Eagle, which is a fucking hand cannon.
Yeah, the 50 AE round is... It's fucking... It's like an inch... It like an inch and a half long or something. Like it is just it's
the gun is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's literally a hand cannon.
Yeah,
it's stupid. It's so big. It's so stupid looking. It's so big.
Yeah, it's like the Smith and Wesson 500, which is just like a big ass revolver.
It's the same difference, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much the same round. I think it is the same round actually.
If I ever own a gun, that's what I want, is a revolver.
Yeah.
But, you know, just because I think they look cool. But the Desert Eagle, like I said, it's just a insane, you know, you don't know what to expect when you shoot it for the first time.
No, you have no idea.
You know, if you don't hold yourself still, you're going to break a wrist or break an elbow or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see those videos where, like, you know, small women fire them and their arm just shoots all over. They can't handle it.
There was a picture I seen of a woman holding a sniper, like a rifle with a scope, and she had the scope up against her eye.
Oh,
but the bottom
man.
Of the picture said, how to become a pirate.
Yep.
I was cracking up, man.
Have you seen the ones where they try to shoot like a 12 gauge and they hold it up like to their face, so the bump, the stock at the back is like right about to, it's like an inch or two from their cheek, and they pull the trigger and boom, just crushes that bone.
I've never seen that.
That takes like two or three surgeries to fix or something.
I've never known really which way I would hold a gun.
Really?
Because like my mom's left-handed, I'm right-handed. So I think some of those left-handed traits have rubbed off on me.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way I wear a watch, everybody's like, oh, if you're right-handed, you wear your watch on your left hand.
I disagree with that.
Well, they say that because
that's weird.
Your right hand is your writing hand, so you'd be hitting your watch on the table.
Yeah, I guess that sort of makes sense.
So that's what I've been told. There's this writing jack... Like a pallet jack, but it's one you can stand on.
Yeah, okay, like a walkie stacker type deal.
Yeah, but it's got platforms you could stand on it.
Yeah.
And it's got a handle you could steer it and hold on to the handle.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on if you're left-handed or right-handed, which side you stand on.
Yeah, that I had that issue too with the John.
So because I'm right-handed, I should stand on one side, according to people. But I don't. I stand on the other side.
Hmm.
I should be steering with my right hand. But I steer with my left hand.
I mean, would you rather be following the rules or... Well, not following the rules, but you got to be comfortable when you're...
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's, yeah. That's exactly what it is, because that's where I'm comfortable, just jumping on it.
Yeah.
And, but because I'm right-handed, they say I should be more comfortable the other way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, but when you're doing it your way, is your view obstructed or anything?
No.
Is it... Improperly being operated?
No, not at all.
Then
because some people can ride it. You could ride it either way.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
but I'm just saying,
it's like
because
a scissor lift.
No, it's like a pallet jack, but it's powered.
So do you go up with the forks, or do you stay at the
ground? No, the forks go up and down themselves.
Yeah. Okay. So that's like a walkie stacker. I got you.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Like a walk behind pallet jack.
Yeah.
You know, powered
and
one.
It'll go up,
but it's got a platform to stand on.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can ride it.
It's like a picker in a way. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like you can your.
But the forks don't go up any higher than like 12 or 13 inches.
Oh.
You know what a pallet jack looks like.
Yeah, I've never...
Put a motor and a platform on the front of it.
Yeah, the one you're talking about, I just haven't, I guess, seen. I've seen, the double long...
Yeah.
Double side pallet jacks. They're power jacks is what you call them. They got the... You can carry multiple pallets and stuff.
Yeah.
And you essentially ride them around.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Those are like for warehouses and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. But some people ride on one side of it and steer with their left hand or right hand.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying now?
I get what you're talking. Okay.
Now oh, my God. It only took 25 minutes, Jeff. Come on.
I was picturing like a like a heavy lift equipment. Not like...
Oh, like a forklift almost?
Yeah, there. I mean, because with my last job, I was a powered equipment trainer and operator, so like I would do all the training and we had a couple different things, so I'm very used to it. I had one that, you know, I'd go up into large steel racks and stuff that were 20 feet off the ground, and that was a right-handed control.
Yeah.
I'm left-handed. I mean, it worked fine for me. It wasn't a problem, but if I could have it on the left, I don't know if I would.
But
I think I was better with the
right. I was riding it one day and somebody stopped me and they're like, are you right-handed or left-handed? I'm like, right-handed? You should be standing on the other side.
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous.
But I think it's just because, you know, like when I open this can of beer, I open it with my left hand and hold it with my right hand.
Yeah.
Some people, maybe if they're left-handed, they'll hold it the other way. But I think I've picked up left-handed traits from my mom. It's funny, my wife has, you know what, I'm not going to talk about that. No, my kids have been...
What?
No. My wife was... Are you handing me another beer?
Yeah, I got a drive later.
I just cracked this one, man.
Oh.
I'm a slow one.
There's nothing wrong with that. I just wasn't sure.
She would see my daughter or my son show... Like, they're doing stuff with their left hand.
Yeah.
With a marker or a pencil or crayon, and she'd take it out of their hand and put it in their right hand. I'm like, what are you doing?
Why?
I don't want my kids being left-handed. Why?
Is she going to kick me out? I'm left-handed.
No.
Don't tell her.
No, she didn't kick my mom out. My mom's left-handed.
Mm. Well, you guys are married.
My best man at my wedding, he's left-handed. So.
Yeah, but, I'm really weird about that with left and right. I can't write left-handed. I can throw a foot or right-handed. I can't write. I'm a lefty.
You cannot write left-handed?
Cannot. No, I cannot write right-handed. I'm left-handed. I write with my left.
Well, my daughter's right-handed. She broke her arm, her right arm.
Yeah.
So she's got to do everything with her left hand. And when it first happened, she was so upset because she's like, how am I going to play Minecraft?
Oh, it's so good for you, actually. Like, if you do that on just switch stuff up, if you brush your teeth with your right hand, put it in your left. And over a couple months, you start to develop
my
skills.
My other daughter, who's like 24.
You have a daughter that's 24?
She's my stepdaughter.
Oh, I was like, what the shit?
But she played softball. She could do both.
Really?
She could throw with her left and right hand.
That's crazy.
She could bat both ways.
Oh, I can't do that.
I told her. She never did it, but I so badly wanted her to do it. I told her, I said, when you go up to bat, I said, let him pitch to you once or twice.
And then switch it up.
And then switch.
Yeah.
You will fuck that
dude,
pitcher
he is
up.
Screwed. Yeah.
That pitcher will freak the fuck out.
That's the thing. You get in like that. You get that perfect throw, and it's like a muscle memory thing, and you screw that up.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
If you're just like two pitches, and you're like, and you step to the other side, switch hands. I was like, oh, man, you should do that. She never did. I wish she would have.
Oh, she really should have.
I really wish she would have. That would have been.
My wife's like that. She can write. Both hands, I can't do that. But I'm really weird. Like, right, left-handed. I shoot pistol left-handed. I shoot rifle right-handed. I played hockey for many years. I'm right-handed with hockey. I bat right-handed. So it's like, I'm
wow,
really
you're a weirdo.
I'm back and forth.
I don't
think
my wife's gonna kick you out. You do a lot of shit right-handed.
But not a ton though. Like I could throw a football with a very good spiral, and I can do just about the same thing with the right arm. But if I get past if it's too far of a throw, then it starts getting all lopsided and stuff. And it still is not comfortable at all.
I think that's something you're more into than I am is sports.
No, I'm not. I'm not a huge sports guy. I mean.
But you'll sit there and watch football all day.
If it's Browns rarely the Bengals or the Buckeyes.
Do you want me to beep out the Browns and Bengals?
The what?
When I edit it, you want me to beep out the words Browns and Bengals?
I don't care.
It's a joke.
I didn't catch that one. I like both. I just like North that's, more than
that's,
South,
that's
I guess.
That's the weirdest thing. It's like saying, oh, I'm a big fan of Ohio State and Michigan.
Well, I mean,
I'm a big fan of that's like arrival. I'm a big fan of the Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, I guess that's a good way to point out my involvement in sports. I care so little that to me that rivalry isn't an issue.
Here,
you know,
my level of caring is texting my mom. Did the Buckeyes win today? Yes. Good. Cool.
Yeah, I mean,
I grew up here, and that's all I care about. If they win, awesome. If they don't, it sucks.
But that, yeah, I'm kind of in the same thing. I mean, I've only been able to watch football the last 6 months just because of change of schedule. Other than that, I would always be working during games. Would never get to watch them, and I get the ability to watch them now, so I watch them. I don't know if I see the Buckeyes lose, I get pissed. Hockey's the one I'm a little bit more into. I get a lot more emotionally into it.
With the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, yeah. But I played ice hockey for 9 years. So oh, that's yeah. always been...
I don't... Any sport,
yeah.
I'll go to a game.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's entertaining as hell. But sitting here watching on TV and giving a shit...
Yeah.
And after the whole NFL controversy shit with those fuckers
yeah,
kneeling,
that
after that I could give a flying fuck less.
You know, that's one thing I'm kind of angry at myself about is I shouldn't be watching it, but man, I want to see the Browns win.
But
and they did. They had a decent season. So.
But it seems like all the pictures I've ever seen of people kneeling have all been like most of like the same teams.
Yeah, yeah.
The same people. Well, it's not like are people on the Browns kneeling?
Yeah, that's what I was going to get at. I think the nobody off the Browns and Bengals kneeled as far as I know. Listeners, do not quote me on that cuz I'm trying to convince Mike here. I am not that involved in sports. I just like watching them. I love hockey as I said. I couldn't tell you. I know our goalie's name and I know a couple of the other names. I don't know. Anything
I knew a coach's
that.
Name from years and years ago, and that was just because it was a guy's name I worked with named Dave King.
No, well, there you go. Yeah,
but that's all I know. I mean, like, I'll go to a Blue Jackets game and watch. It's fun as hell to watch.
I love it. I just hate the experience. I hate people.
Hey, folks, Brian with Channel Star Wars here. I want to let you know there's a radio show every Saturday morning I want you to listen to. It's called BK on the Air. It's a two-hour-long chat show about nerd nostalgia, everything that you had growing up. They're going to talk about it, bring up G.I. Joe, Transformers, Power Rangers, Starriers, Sectors, Black Star, whatever it is you like, they're going to cover it. And bonus points, you also get to hear me deliver the Star Wars Daily Weekend Edition, about a 3 to 4 minute news clip, just talking as fast as I can. I think you're going to like it. You give me 4 minutes, I'll give you a laugh. And in case you missed it this week, here it is, the Star Wars Daily Weekend Edition.
Greetings, citizens of the Galactic Empire. It's time for Star Wars Daily Weekend Edition, brought to you by ChannelStarWars.com, featuring CCC2 and the Droid Posse in the mornings for your daily dose of... From the heights of the Holonet to the underside of the Undervine, we're bringing you all the news from across the galaxy. From Channel Star Wars and BK on the Air, I'm Brian Karasek.
It's party time! P-A-R-T. Why?
Because I...
gotta!
Top news, someone at Lucasfilm has been listening to the podcast because something I've been saying I wanted for months is coming. That's right, folks, starting in April, fans of the Empire will get to read a new miniseries from Marvel Comics entitled Star Wars TIE Fighter. StarWars.com announced the pending series January the 18th, and happy birthday to me, because the limited run will show us the lives of Shadow Wing, an elite corps of TIE fighter pilots. And really, it's about time if you ask me, because not once have we gotten a protagonist who's loyal to the Empire and remains that way. Not everyone in the Empire is just in it for the evils. There's countless men and women serving the Empire for noble reasons, in defense of the lofty ideals that Palpatine, let's face it, is just pretending to espouse. Not saying the Empire doesn't have evil ambitions and horrific effects on the galaxy at large, but not everyone in it does. This reporter is looking forward to meeting the heroic pilots of Shadow Wing this year. We did get treated to a bit of that in Lost Stars, because Sienna and Thane are both outstanding pilots, but they both do eventually turn against the Empire. In the films, TIE Fighter pilots are just disposable villains like balloons they pop with a laser gun, but given that TIE Fighters have no shields or life support, you know that when we see them go down in the films, it's literally the first time those pilots have ever been hit in their career. It's not easy to get to be a fighter pilot, and those stormtroopers and little death bubbles are heroes, every single one of them! Bum, 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 bum. On the small, really small screen, if you played Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, this Star Wars-themed game represents a fairly common mechanic, 5-unit squad combat with essentially infinitely upgradable units and forced time delays to maximize return play. That said, it's a marvelously well-crafted game, and they've added the Millennium Falcon in a new event. The ship has appeared in her solo film version, but the classic ship can be now had from an event currently ongoing. So if you have a fleet of ships just gathering dust, download the new version and see what you can score, nerf herders.
You hear nothing? You're braver than I thought.
Congratulations to Channel Star Wars' recent contest winners on our Facebook page. Get 2019 started in style. Channel Star Wars had a drawing to give away a 1978 publicity poster as first prize, a copy of Star Wars Icons Han Solo as second prize, and a collector's stack of Star Wars collectible cards from Germany coming in third. Prizes courtesy of Holocron Toy Store in Fort Worth, Texas, Inside Editions, and yours truly, who was in Germany last year and brought back prezzies for our listeners. Follow us on Facebook to keep up with what we'll give away next. Who will win our next giveaway? Will it be you? Or you? Or you? From the long box, Marvel's launching another comic series called Age of Rebellion. This series of one-shot comics will feature iconic characters from the Rebellion era. That's the OT, if you want to be technically correct, the best kind of correct. And as with every single Star Wars comic printed, this is sure to be a good one. Hit your local comic book shop, younglings, and do like Darth Carosis says. Sell every comic you've collected to trade them in for the new Star Wars series. Well, not every comic. I mean, Preacher, Sandman, Why the Last Man, most of Hellblazer, Lucifer, Saga, and of course Hellboy you should keep. But if you're still hanging on to that first run of Teen Titans, haul it into the shop and trade it in, Beast Boy. Marvel's comic series bring the heat, and you don't want to be left out in the cold.
What?
We're a week closer to celebration, and we are getting ready to celebrate. We've got our costumes in various stages of readiness, and I've been warming up the old pipes for some Palpatine. Many mumbling mice are making midnight music in the moonlight. Mighty nice. Who's going to meet us there? Will it be you, or you, or you?
We would be honored if you would join us.
That's all for Star Wars Daily Weekend Edition, brought to you by ChannelStarWars.com. For more news, you can find us on the Holonet and Spacebook. This week's episode is sponsored in part by D. Waliwanga's used Armorplast and Transparasteel Emporium. If you need to know where it came from, get off our property. Now back to BK on the air. Oh, Ben.
No, you hate people. I hate crowds of people. I hate people. People as a whole in general are stupid.
Yeah, they all suck, dude. They all suck.
Have you ever... I drive a truck for a living. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving down the highway in the morning. You know, it's still dark out. I'm heading up north, up to Mansfield. Mm. And all of a sudden, a semi blows past me and blows his horn at me. I'm like,
why?
What the fuck did I do?
You're in a 40 fucking thousand pound vehicle. Why is he...
I don't know. I don't know what I did. I'm just cruising along, listening to my radio, you know, just chilling out, just relaxing. It's an hour and 15-minute drive up there. So I'm just relaxing, you know, listening to what I listen to. And all of a sudden, you know, fucker blows by me pulling his air horn.
Did he pass you in the left lane or right?
He passed me on the right.
What?
I was in the middle.
Why the fuck? Then why would he...
I was in the middle. I was not in the hammer lane. I was not in the slow lane. I was in the middle.
It's ridiculous.
For some reason, that's where I'm more comfortable.
No, it's a perfect place to sit.
Well, he blows by me, blows his horn. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Fuck you.
I blow my horn back. He jerks his wheel over in front of me. And I'm like, so no, he hadn't jerked his wheel yet. He's still in that right lane. And when, you know, I'm watching his mirror and watching my headlight beams. And when he gets to that point where I know that headlight beam will affect him, I flash my brights at him.
Yeah. Get him right in the eyes.
So the son of a bitch cuts over in front of me, like jerks the wheel over. He's got a flatbed trailer with shit on it and slams on his fucking brakes.
Are you kidding me?
He gets us down to like 20, 25 miles an hour on the middle of a fucking highway. I'm like, what is this asshole doing?
Man.
I'm like, what did I do? I get it all the time. People blow their horn. I've had people pass me, and I look over, and they're giving me the finger. I don't know what I'm doing. I honestly don't know what I'm doing.
People are just, I don't know, dude.
I don't get it.
I mean, I used to be a semi mechanic, and I worked on trailer tires and axles, air brakes, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, it was a small company, so like our trucks wouldn't come in and be gone in 2 hours, like Swift and those kind of companies. So we'd have a driver stationed, you know, get in a hotel room for a couple nights while we work on the truck. And every single one I ever met was just...
Did they hate life?
They're weird. They're like introverts. They're all overweight and like unhygienic. but like they have this feeling of priority in a way. It was really strange. Some of them were really nice. I mean, like I said, small company, so we'd be working on a truck and one of them would go to like in town to get McDonald's or something. He'd come back with like beer and he'd literally start handing us beer and, you know, that was a nice gesture and all that. We're working with power tools and trailers, so I mean, we're not going to drink. But
you can't turn – customer's always right.
Oh, well, it wasn't the customer. These are drivers that work for the company. They're just in our
– But you're working on their truck, right?
Yeah.
So they're the customer. You can't turn down the beer.
Well, no. We'd absolutely start cracking them open once we got to clean up, you know, and sweep the floors and wipe your tools off. But, I mean, a lot of them were just crazy. Like, not crazy, just weird fucking people.
Go to a truck stop.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, you see them get out of the car. Just now imagine having conversations and being with them for days. It sucks.
I get out of my truck at a truck stop. And I don't drive a semi. I drive a box truck, 26 foot. And I feel like I'm normal around some of those people. You feel
the weirdness. They have something they give off, man. It's
I'm not completely normal. We're surrounded by toys and I'm 40 some years old.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But some people look down on that because I should grow up. I should be an adult. Fuck what? You and your grown up adult shit.
Yeah, that's.
I've been told you need to grow up. Fuck you. This is what I like.
Yeah, who cares?
This shit makes me happy. It keeps me in a good mood. Sitting here, I'm tickled pink just sit here.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, like, you honestly should set up a camera. I mean, your viewers, especially with the comic book.
We could probably
and all
set
that shit.
A camera right here. I have a tripod.
Yeah.
We could set it up. We have good lighting.
I was just saying, I mean, the background is freaking cool. People can't see right now, but this is really sweet.
Yeah.
And then you were playing with the little robot. Like, people would have liked that.
I mean, I don't have a problem setting up a camera because I can edit a video and put a video up.
Yeah.
You know, just top and tail it. You know, put an intro on it, an outro. So.
Yeah, I don't know how to do any of that.
Oh, I mean, I could do it.
That'd be cool.
So next time, maybe bring your GoPro.
It's up to you.
Does it have a memory card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can just take the card with you.
I could put the memory card in here. How big is the memory card?
64.
I mean, size. Show me with your fingers.
Oh, it's the little micro.
A little micro SD?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it's a big one. You can get a couple hours of footage on it.
Yeah.
Before it goes out. Yeah.
We should try that.
Yeah, I just have to hook up like a battery pack or something to keep it running. Or swap the battery.
Can you plug it in?
Yeah, I can plug it in.
There's a plug
right
there.
Yeah, I can plug it in or run it off battery. Don't matter.
So I mean, we could like actually turn and
talk
to the people.
Yeah,
like, hey guys.
And then you could be like, ah, this thing over here is fucking sweet, and so you show them. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is an awesome background. This is.
Well, I did a video.
That's cool.
I'm a senior editor for Channel Star Wars. I know you're not a Star Wars person.
I'm not.
But. You know, I have my green screen, and my program can do green screen. I could put something else behind me.
That's fucking... See, why don't you utilize that?
I could put video behind me.
You need to do that. That'd be cool.
But I did a video for this Han Solo book that I have.
Okay.
And I sat right here and had this as my background. I set my camera up in front of me and had all this as my background.
That's what I was saying. I don't understand why you don't use it. It looks cool. Your setup looks cool. People watching would be like, wow, this guy is legitimate.
When I did that video, a guy hopped on because I did it. I did a video for something live on like Instagram. And a guy came on. He was like, oh, I like your background. I like the stuff back there.
Yeah.
And I'm showing him stuff back there. It was fun.
See, you don't even need me to convince you. You already knew it. How pissed are your viewers going to be if I have to go take a piss?
Not that pissed because we could do this. And we're back. We had to take a little break, a little tinkle break, and a little smoke break.
Yep.
Yeah, it was only, 10 minutes?
Yeah, if that.
So, what were we talking about? Do you remember?
No.
No? Well, we can't just sit here in silence and try to figure out what we were talking about. We got to think of something.
So you're a Mason? Is that like a Mason watch thing? That's
I'm
really
a,
cool.
I'm a Master Mason, and there's a giant flag behind you.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah. I actually
in the ring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did see that. Yeah, I was trying to. I actually was getting into that a little bit, like thinking about joining when I lived in Plain City, but I found out you need somebody to recommend you, and I was like, I'm not doing all that.
You have to know someone.
Yeah, I didn't. I was like, yeah, all right, screw
it's not
it.
That hard.
Nah, I imagine not to be, but.
No, I mean, it's, excuse me, yeah, it's not that. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I enjoyed it, but a lot of the people at the lodge I was at are a lot older than I am.
Yeah.
So I go in there, I feel like the youngster, mm-hmm. and I feel like they're kind of just...
sort of condescending.
Yeah, they just kind of don't care, like, oh, here's a young guy, yeah. you know? So I just... I'm not in good standings, quote, unquote, because I haven't paid my dues.
What dues would you...
You have to pay yearly dues.
Oh, how much is
but that? It's like $50
and
a year. And I haven't been to lodge in a long time.
What do you get out of that? Like,
what?
You spend $50 just to go to these lodges like once a week or something? Is that...
It's like twice a month. But we do events. The Masons do a lot of stuff for charity.
Yeah.
Raising money for charities in various ways. But I just felt like I never fit in there.
Yeah.
You know, I always felt like I was kind of looked at like... What's up with this kid?
Yeah.
You know.
It's one of my fears.
So, yes, I'm not in good standings. I haven't paid my dues. I can't go to lodge unless I pay my dues. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm still a Master Mason. Yeah. I went through the steps to do it, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'd like to go back.
People got lives, you know.
Yeah. I'd like to go back, but you know, it's been a while, you know, with two kids and my job, work a lot of hours. I don't want to come home at 5 o'clock and then leave at 7 o'clock to go to lodge.
I don't think I would have fit into that kind of crowd anyways. So
I mean, I wasn't the youngest one either.
That's not my concern. I feel like I'd make a bad joke that to me would be hilarious.
That's how I would feel too.
Yeah, and they would be like, yeah, that's
almost
risky.
I almost felt like I had to, like you said, like I have to watch what I say.
Yeah, that's not
and
funny.
I have to be somebody I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have to be all proper and shit. And I just can't. I can't do that. Yeah, I mean, screw I can that. I can to a point.
Do they even serve beer there?
No, you're not allowed to have beer in the lodge.
Yeah, fuck that. There's no way.
Like even no in the way. Lodge hall, like where they have their pancake breakfasts and shit.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, no. I can't do that. The only thing to help me bear with that type of shit would
It's
have a few beers.
I mean, at first it was great, but as I got into it more, I just felt like they were looking at me like, get this kid out of here.
Yeah, screw that
but
shit.
But I'm still a Master Mason, and I know the handshakes and all that shit, so fuck off.
How long does it take to become a Master Mason? What are your steps?
You have to... There's 3 degrees
okay.
to be a Mason. There's, and I can't remember them, but the third is a Master Mason. The first is like an apprentice. I don't know if that's even what they call it.
I think I do remember reading something like that, though, where you have to kind of, you got to be a certain age, you got to have somebody kind of vouch for you, and then you're kind of just... in equilibrium for a while until finally they're like, oh, you're kind of cool. But I know they do the cherries and stuff, and that's really fun, but I don't know. I kind of was interested in it in like a brotherhood type way. Like you'd meet a bunch of cool guys, and but if they're not drinking beer, fuck that. It can't be that cool.
I'm looking it up here to see masonry steps.
How do you feel about people and their correlation between, you know, Masons and secret societies, Illuminati, and all that kind of stuff. Well, I mean, I guess you can't really quote me on this because I don't know for sure, but I've always heard that, you know, Masons and Templar brothers or Templar knights and that kind of stuff was all kind of intertwined, which helped form, you know, these secret societies like Illuminati, the elite, and that kind of stuff.
Well, in my opinion, I do not believe that the Illuminati still exists.
Yeah, no.
I just, maybe I'm wrong, and I'm willing to talk to people about it to hear their point of view on it.
Yeah.
But I just don't believe they exist anymore. I know they existed at one time.
Yeah, I think they were founded in like 1779 or something.
People are like, oh, the Illuminati. I just don't believe it exists anymore.
I'm kind of on the other side of that. I think there is like some, not like a secret society, but kind of like a fraternity of guys, you know? And I don't think they're, I think what people think of Illuminati is different. Like, I think it's a group of dudes that still hang out and do stuff, but I don't think they're taking over the world.
Yeah,
and
I don't
shit,
think they're,
you know,
world leaders. Yeah. And it's not a secret society. The Masons are not a secret
society. Yeah, yeah, no.
They are a society with secrets.
Well, I always heard that, like, those kind of stuff, like the Templar Knights and that kind of turned into Masonry and all kinds of...
The Masons, like, the main thing is Master Mason, the 3 degrees of Masonry.
Yeah.
When you hear these people that are 15th degree, 30th degree, 32nd degree, all that, that is like, you have to get to be a Master Mason. And then there are shoot-offs.
Hmm.
There's the York Rite, and then there's the Templar Rite.
Hmm.
The Scottish Rite. There's the York Rite and the Scottish Rite. And you can choose to take one of those paths and still be a Master Mason, but they have their degrees started 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and so on. And I think the York Rite are the Templar Knights, which... To be considered a Templar Knight would be awesome.
Yeah.
that would be something else.
Yeah,
but that's a lot of away time, you know, a lot of, you know, class time.
I'd imagine.
A lot of duties and doing a lot of stuff. And, you know, right when I joined, I think we just had our little girl. It's just too much.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. And like my father-in-law, he's 32nd degree Mason, which is as high as you can go, except for the 33rd. But the 33rd is not one that you can do degree work to earn. It's an honor to be 33rd.
Hmm.
It's bestowed on you. It's not just like I work to be a Master Mason. It's not like that. 33rd is like you have no choice in the 33rd. It's somebody else thinks you deserve that high honor to be a 33rd degree Mason.
Hmm.
33rd is the highest you can go, and there's not a lot of them.
So what degree are you?
Third degree.
And it goes all the way up to 34 or 33?
Yeah.
Damn.
But that's like, as just a Mason, the third degree is the highest.
Yeah. So everything above that's kind of like
you're considered a Master Mason. Like I said, the other two, the York Rite and the Scottish Rite, are offshoots. You have to be a third degree Master Mason you are a Master Mason if you're third degree. But to be a Master Mason, or to be Scottish Rite or York Rite, you have to be a Master Mason.
Hmm.
And then you go to other meetings and lodges and shit for that.
So, like, so you, let's say you would go in and, like, you're new to it. Would you have, like, that table of all the higher-ups that, you know, kind of hung out together and your mid-level degree people? Or was there, like, some type of, like, social awkwardness?
No, not really. No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
I mean, it is awkward because you don't know a lot of these people.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't anyway.
I mean, like, would you walk in, there'd be, like, that one special table, and it's like, oh, those are the real guys over there.
There's that first degree over there.
Yeah, okay,
like, the
yeah.
football leader, the football players and the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
No, it ain't like that.
Okay.
I mean, the lower degrees tend to get more of the, I don't want to say shit work, but, like, when we did, like, breakfasts, you know, lodge breakfasts. Like for Labor Day or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the lower degree guys are usually the ones volunteered to do cooking and stuff like that, which is fine.
Yeah, yeah. It's just,
because you're part of the lodge. It's nobody's like, oh, you're the cook. Nobody. Yeah. It's not high school, you know.
Yeah.
And people aren't jerks about it,
but I mean, you get your higher ranking people that kind of just get to stand there and greet rather than cooking.
Right.
Is that essentially? Your, yeah. All right.
But I mean, it's they're involved a lot with family stuff.
Yeah.
It's a great organization.
Yeah, no, I mean, just the work they do, that's awesome. I just don't.
What always cracked me up is like the Catholic Church doesn't like the Freemasons.
Why? I didn't know that. I've never heard that.
Because, I mean, it goes all the way back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the shit goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. Yeah.
But for some reason, the Catholic Church has never really liked the Freemasons. But the Catholic Church loves the Shriners.
I think the Catholic Church and the Pope can go fuck themselves.
I tend to agree with that.
I mean,
but it's always made me laugh that they really like the Shriners.
Is there like a rivalry?
They're uneducated. What, with the Shriners?
Yeah, like is there a rivalry between the two? Or?
No, not at all.
Why do they like the?
You cannot be a Shriner unless you are a Mason.
Oh, okay. So
every Shriner you see, he's a master Mason.
Okay.
But the Catholic Church doesn't like the Masons, but they like the Shriners.
What? How do you... what's the difference between Mason and Shriner, then?
Shriners are older, and it's also one of those offshoots of Scottish Rite or York Rite.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't really know.
Hmm.
I think they do a lot more charity stuff.
Yeah, well, they got the, like, in the winter... At the Shriners Hospital, they're always out there.
Shriner Circus, and
there's a circus.
Yeah,
wow.
It's down in downtown Columbus or down in the fairgrounds.
I thought Shriners was just like a hospital. I didn't know
it's run by the Freemasons.
Damn.
Yeah.
So is there like a King Mason that's like number fucking one in the nation or some shit, and he gets to run the whole shebang and drive a
Bentley? Yeah, there is a Grandmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Grandmaster of Ohio. And the Grand Master of Ohio is in Springfield, Ohio, at the Grand Lodge. But they're, I don't know, like, you know, they say every boss has a boss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's like a national Grand Master, like of the country.
That's crazy.
I have no idea.
Would you ever think that there would be any like bullshit in there with like their fundraising and stuff where... pocketing or anything like that?
I don't know. I've never come across it, but you know, I wasn't involved as much as excuse me, some of those other guys that have been in there for decades.
Well, I mean, the symbol of like the Masons, like that, what the V, and
square and compass,
whatever it is. I mean, like,
it started out as the tools to the trade.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would. What I'm saying is, like, they'll use it as like a symbol. Like, you see those conspiracies where we'll show like a dollar bill, and it's like, look at all these symbols,
the all-seeing eye.
Yeah, and they'll
Illuminati shit.
Yeah, and they'll put in like they'll.
But it started from the Masons.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I'm saying is they'll have I think I saw one the other day. Like, it was just a photo of one of the videos, but it showed like they had drawn out what looks like the Mason symbol on the back of a dollar bill or something. They tried to like make it like, oh man, these secret societies and
society with secrets.
Yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck ever.
I mean, like I said, as a Master Mason, I don't believe the Illuminati exists.
Yeah.
All these conspiracy theories about the Masons killing people and all that shit, I don't believe.
I've never heard any of that. That's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit.
The Masons had something to do with the design and build of the Statue of Liberty.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
they're involved.
Yeah, they are.
Just about everything that you don't know about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that statement can be true, but I don't know. The connections between Illuminati and, like, secret elite shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not, like, going conspiracy, but, like, it's a little strange.
I don't care. I don't mind conspiracy stuff.
Damn.
We could sit there and talk about conspiracy stuff.
Yeah, that'd be hours. We'd be going in. I don't know. There's a lot of shit.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I just, all the stuff I've read about and looked at, I just don't believe the Illuminati exists.
No, I don't think it's
and they're talking about, like, they showed a picture of Obama once giving somebody a handshake. They're like, oh, Obama's a Mason. Well, the position of his hand was the entered apprentice, which is first degree. If Obama was a Mason, he would not be first degree.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's no
he
way.
He would be at least a master Mason.
Yeah.
So his hand position was just a coincidence. Mm. And I think it's fucking retarded that people are like, look, and then Beyonce and Jay-Z holding up that triangle and shit. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, they were like something like that I don't think that was anything.
I think it's fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's probably like some.
From what I hear, it's like a shape of like one of their clothing lines or some shit. I don't believe they're Masons. First of all, Beyonce can't be a Mason because she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do have an offshoot or a different sect for women.
Yeah.
And it's basically the same thing, but they're called Eastern Star.
Huh.
And what's fucked up is they have their logo. I don't know a lot about it, but our Mason's logo is the square and compass with the G in the middle.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
The G stands for God.
Okay.
But the Eastern Star, theirs is like a pentagram.
Really?
Like an upside down star.
Huh. Nobody was like, we should probably not choose this one.
We shouldn't.
There was
maybe we shouldn't do that.
Leave it to the women Masons to fuck it up.
But most of those women, I think, are also wives of...
like other high-ranking...
Of Masons.
That's pretty cool.
Like my wife, I think she could have gone in as an Eastern Star. There you go.
I think I've seen that before.
Yeah, that's the Eastern Stars logo.
It's not as terrible looking, but it is,
an upside down star.
Yeah,
it is a pentagram.
Yeah,
but it's got the tools of the trade all the way around it.
Yeah.
So look up Eastern Star logo if you guys want to see it. But yeah, I just
it's colorful.
Here, let's do it like that, and then it really looks satanic.
Yeah, that looks a little fucked up now.
I love people who are like, bring up the Masons and all that. I just love reading people writing shit about it. It just makes me laugh.
Well, I guess if you're in it,
I just want to tell them they're wrong, and
that's how I feel about
tell them to go to hell,
right? Like liberals, like when they start spouting off saying,
"Here we go,"
you just stop and go, like, "You guys are fucking
oh my god, subhuman some, at this some point. Of the stuff people say as a liberal doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Like illegal immigrants and people that are not part of this country, even terrorists. Deserve respect.
Yeah,
fuck
no,
you.
Fuck that shit.
No terrorist is going to get any respect
Hell
from
no.
me.
Hell no.
Like illegals, I kind of understand that they want to come here for a better life, but many of them, and there's documentation of many of them, like, if we didn't get all this free money and shit, we'd leave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, on top of it, and you're just, they're, it's pretty much saying, should I do extra work that I don't have to have to do? Or should I just,
They've said, I've heard,
ridiculous.
With the amount of money we spend on illegal immigration, with hospitals and, all that shit, welfare and all that shit to support illegal immigrants, if we took all that money away from them, we'd have enough money to build a wall.
Oh, yeah, easy.
And,
we'd have way more left over, too.
And this is where it's starting to get on to a touchy subject with people. I don't have a problem with the wall because it protects this country, because it's not only illegals coming in. People are getting kidnapped in the United States and the border.
Yeah.
And being sold into, sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Drug cartels are coming in and stealing young girls.
Ooh, terrorists are also coming
in. Yes, that's what I was going to say
next. They found a couple of those fuckers coming in.
terrorists are coming in. Yeah. And people are like, well, if you're going to build a wall for Mexico, build a wall for Canada. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I
mean, build a wall.
Canada doesn't give a shit. They're like, we're doing okay over here,
but,
I guess.
But illegals or terrorists come in through there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any way they can get in, they're going to utilize it if possible.
Yeah. And people think, well, they'll just dig under the wall.
Oh, yeah. We were talking earlier about that.
Dig under the wall.
Yeah.
It's going to take you a long time.
Yeah, not just that. You've got these
people.
And
you're going to be caught.
Did you see the meme where it was like, ha, 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 I guess Donald Trump doesn't know that ladders exist. And it was like, what the fuck are you talking? Okay, so you're gonna drag a 30-foot ladder and set it up, and that's going to be like
But how tall is the wall? Would they want the wall?
I don't know. I actually, that's why I just kind of said 20, because I don't
I mean,
I don't know the exact height, but it just doesn't make sense.
I mean, 30 foot, that's a 3-story building.
Yeah, that's tall.
Yeah.
You don't want to climb that. But, no, but I mean, hell, they'll go through swamps and shit, so I'm sure they won't have a problem going
So they'll put a ladder up on the Mexico side.
Mm-hmm.
If we build a wall the way I saw that one wall, and there's people up there on a platform, they ain't getting in.
Well, I mean, you're talking a couple hundred miles, I think. I don't actually know how long it is.
The length of what they need?
Yeah, something like that. I'm a
couple
like,
thousand miles. I think it's like 2,300 miles or 2,800 miles.
I thought, for some reason, I was thinking like 157. Not the whole bottom border. No, I meant like their problem areas, essentially. But even if you're dragging a ladder up, I mean, God, it's going to take so much time and effort. By the time you're halfway up, I think they're already going to be knowing what's going on.
With my job, there are times we sell ladders.
Yeah.
So there are times I've delivered ladders. There are times I've gone to the place where we buy them so we can sell them.
Yeah.
And they give me a 20-foot ladder. And, you know, it almost – we had one guy that had to go pick up a ladder in a flatbed truck because it would not fit in the back of a 26-foot truck.
Holy
shit.
Because
it's probably a 30-foot ladder.
Damn.
With an extension. Those fucking things are not light.
Yeah, no. No, yeah. Even if they're aluminum, they're still fucking heavy.
Oh, I know. Because the whole thing is not aluminum. The ones that we pick up.
Oh, I'm sure those are like heavy duty.
They're aluminum rungs.
Okay.
But they're all fiberglass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Except for the rungs. They're not light.
Yeah, no, they're not.
And so with building the wall, they're not just going to put up a concrete barrier and call it a day.
Yeah.
They're going to be technology. There's going to be drones. Yeah. There's going to be. Have you ever seen Fast and the Furious?
Which ones?
I can't remember which one it was because there's so many of them. But there's one where they go into Mexico in the back of a semi, and then they get out of the semi with their cars. Their whole cars and everything are inside this semi.
Okay.
And they're transporting drugs into the United States. Well, part of the wall, part of the barrier, had cameras. People were watching them. So they're going to put cameras up.
They're
going to put night vision cameras
up. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
They're not just
going to
build a concrete wall and say, all right, there we go. We're good.
No.
There's
no
way. The border security is going to take care of it.
So. Yeah, I think everything is going to be fine. And that's what I was saying. People who like liberals were making jokes about ladders. I'm like, you guys are so unfucking educated on just the logistics of getting a ladder out there.
It's really not feasible unless you... You show up to the border in a pickup truck with a ladder on the roof.
Yeah, it's already like mounted or something. You're kind of screwed at that point.
But, I mean, it's like there are parts of the border that are unsecured and there's nothing
there.
Yeah,
you could just walk right through.
You could just walk in like you're walking across somebody's yard.
Right.
So, you know, those people can run in and hide.
Yeah.
But, you know, you bring a ladder to a wall, it's going to take a minute.
Yeah.
You're going to get caught.
That's what I'm saying. Like, by the time you're halfway up
So what are you going to do? You're going to climb to the top. And then what are you going to do? Drag the ladder, pull the ladder up over the wall and put it down on the other side? And then climb down the other side?
Then what? You're going to toss the ladder back over for your buddies for next trip?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. It's just going to be a rope tied to the buddies on the other side can just attempt to pull it back over.
God.
Yeah, ladder, I mean, unless you're going to jump down 30 feet, 40 feet
from
the top and break your leg, and then you're stuck there until border security gets
right?
there and affects your leg.
Exactly, and like there's a couple other like ways they could build a wall where a ladder is not going to be plausible. There is no top section for you to stand or sit on. It's going to be a spike going up your ass. There's no, it's not happening, you know?
Yeah, like they do for birds.
Yeah, yeah. Like, unless you'd have to climb up the ladder with a ladder that you're carrying, so you could throw it on the other side.
Strap a ladder to your back.
Right, like...
And when you get to the top, turn, so the ladder's on your back right, still.
Cut the rope.
Cut the rope, let it fall. And pray you catch it before it falls and tips over.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, it's not... I don't think it's feasible.
I saw...
unless you get one of those little giants, but it's gotta be giant.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta be 60 foot.
Yeah, there's no fucking
so
way.
It's like an A-frame over it.
We get... some really cool footage off it, you know, people halfway up the ladder, and all of a sudden the extension collapses and they're flying back down. And next thing you know, we got a whole TV show on failed border crossings
on America's Funniest Home Videos. Watch this guy as he
immigrant.
as he attempts to climb over the wall.
Oh shit!
We'll get into politics another time. I think we're gonna wrap it up now. Yeah. It's been over an hour.
I also got to pee again.
Oh, wow.
Dude, beer goes through me.
Yeah, pop goes through me.
Really?
So.
I don't drink a lot of that stuff.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up. Hopefully you guys like this.
Hopefully.
I enjoyed it, and I'd like for Jeff to come back and do it again.
Yeah.
And again, and again.
Yeah. I think we have fun already, so whether you like our conversations or not.
Yeah.
Too fucking bad. We're going to have our own fun.
And, you know, we're both on Instagram. Mine's RILOCSW. And yours is, you don't want to give it out. You don't have to. It's Jeff something.
I will. I just actually forget what it is.
I don't know. Are you on Twitter?
No. I don't. Instagram's pushing it. Oh, it's JeffyII5. JeffyII5.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
And mine's R-I-
Man, that's been a long
Y-L-O-C-S-W. Nice. Yeah.
Isn't there a one in there? I thought there was a one in your name.
No. And also Monkey Basement Productions.
Oh, yeah.
On Instagram.
Tons of bananas, too, if you guys are interested in it.
What?
You said Monkey Basement?
Bananas.
Bananas, yeah.
Bananas.
Whatever.
Whatevs, yo. But Monkey Basement Productions is my quote-unquote company, if you want to call it that.
There you go.
And, you know, I edit for people. I edit podcasts and audio and... I've done audio plays, and I've done little commercials, and I do a radio. I edit for a Channel Star Wars, a 4-minute radio spot for a radio station.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah, we do. I'm going to put it in this podcast in the middle.
The ad?
No, the news spot, the Star Wars news.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to put it in here. Just because...
Might as well.
We're trying to get that out there. And there it's played on a radio station on Saturdays on a show called BK on the Air. It's a all-geek nostalgic show.
Oh, nice.
If you follow the guy, he always posts some cool shit. I mean, you're a youngling, so...
Yeah.
But he'll post, like, pictures from, like, old ads.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
70s and 80s. And... You know, like, I don't know if you ever remember back in the day, HBO had, like, their own little logo at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's synonymous with mm-hmm. that time.
Yeah.
And he'll post stuff like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I love his stuff that he posts, because he just posts stuff that remind me of when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go check out BK on Air. You can get it on TuneIn Radio app. And he puts it on SoundCloud on either Saturday night or Sunday after, because his show's on Saturday from like 10 a.m. to noon. So, alrighty, well, we're going to wrap it up for, what was the name of the show again?
I didn't know we had a name.
Yeah, insert show title here.
Oh, wow, I thought you meant like, okay, yeah.
Okay, for insert show title here, I'm Mike Mann.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff Lehman.
All right, man. We'll see you guys.